All right. Are you interested in stepping up your game? Do you want to learn hundreds of mental, physical, and communication techniques? Then you need to check out OMGS, an online resource with access to 300 plus honest and funny interviews, demonstration videos, animation, diagrams, and how-tos. It's for everybody, men, women, couples. And if you want to learn about squirting, edging, how to have better orgasms, how to use sex toys, this is the place for you. Best of all, it's no monthly subscription fee, just a one-time fee. You can visit the show notes or theboonybreakdown.com for more information on OMGS. Hey, y'all, it's your girl Boonie, and you're listening to the Boonie Breakdown podcast, your source for all things responsible and ratchet. All right. Do you know what today is? Do you know what today is? Because this week, this episode is the finale episode of season 13. That's right. That's it. This is it. Season 13 is a wrap. We had a good time and we're going to close out this season. This is somebody I've been wanting to have on the pod for quite some time. And so this week's guest is Nick of Erotic Boudoir. Yes, she is your favorite dildo dealer, purveyor of pleasure. And we have a, oh, this one's a doozy. This is the perfect way to close out season 13, because not only is it educational, but it's ratchet. It's ratchet. It gets there. It teaches you some things, but then it makes you excited about trying things. And those are my favorite types of episodes. So we have a good conversation. Look, I asked Nick, and I think that the answer to the question of how did you find yourself in this space will blow your minds. Ask her all about that. We talk about tips of introducing sex toys into your life, all about lube. There is a lube 101 breakdown that you're one are going to stick around for. So that conversation is coming up in a few minutes. All right, we're just going to hop right into my pick of the week. And I want to hear no shit from a couple of y'all because y'all already dragged me on Twitter. Shout out to Tay. your girl finally watched Tulsa King on Paramount Plus. Love it with Sylvester Stallone. I was going to say Sylvester, but it's Sylvester Stallone. I enjoyed it. It gave me, you guys know I love cartel, mafia, all that shit. But it's really good. Taylor Sheridan, I don't know how he does it. He is like the king of Paramount. He's the same guy who does Yellowstone, 1923, 1883, but Tulsa King is his show. I'm about 2 years late on it, but I just feel like you all should know, right? Like, check it out. I was on the fence about it because I was just like, how good can Sylvester Stallone be, right? But he was really good. I really enjoyed this, like, misfit criminal enterprise crew he's putting together. So check it out. If you've already watched it and like, Boonie girl, you late as shit, let me know your thoughts on Tulsa King.
Housekeeping.
Come back later, please.
Housekeeping?
Not now.
All right. Feedback from last week's episode, exploring the psychology of kink with Goddess Rue. Okay. I was too stunned for words when she talked about sounding, and apparently you all were too. And if you don't know what sounding is, you need to go back and listen to like last week's episode. Someone wrote in Boonie, I just couldn't even imagine paying someone hundreds of dollars to slide a wire hanger down my penis. It was nice to know that DOMs actually have limits and boundaries as well. As always, a good episode. So hopefully that was intriguing enough for you to go back and check out last week's episode with Goddess Rue. Really, really good one. All right, Patreon. We got to shout out a new Patreon member. Shout out to Dana. Welcome to Patreon, gang. If you want to join Patreon, because, you know, while we're in season, they're going to get my face. They're going to get some more episodes. Oh, while we're out of season, I should say. So head on over to patreon.com/theboonybreakdown to join. Also, our Patreon book club will be meeting March 28th at 8:30 p.m. We are reading the book Pussy Prayer. So if you want to join in on our conversations, then you want to head on over patreon.com/theboonybreakdown. You can support for as low as $3 a month. But all the information is over there. And I look forward to you joining Patreon, gang. All right. As I said, this is it. This is the last episode for season 13. I appreciate your support throughout the season. Hopefully during the hiatus, we'll have some live shows. Hopefully some live shows, because it's been like 2 years, right? God damn, time flies. But we're going to get some live shows popping. And of course, you need to follow me on social media to see where we're going to head. And of course, Patreon gang will know first. They will know first. They will get access to tickets first, all of that great stuff. So again, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube at The Boonie Breakdown. You can follow us on Twitter just at Boonie Breakdown. All right. And share the episode. Put a friend on. In the off season, go back and listen to some episodes that you may not have listened to. All right. You can still support in that way. There is no expiration date on these episodes or expiration date on listening. So you can listen at any time. So if you miss something, go back in our hiatus and check it out. So that is it for me. Let's get ready to break it down. Look, hey y'all, hey. This one, I love people who I follow forever, and I finally get the chance to talk and meet to them. Hey, Mick.
Hi, Boonie.
Welcome to the Boonie Breakdown, finally.
Finally. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited. What's going on?
Oh, man. You know, life and at an all-time motherfucking high.
Listen. I get it. That's some real shit. I also feel like, wow, life be life. Like, it's not fair for life to life right now because shit is just so fucking expensive right now, too. So it feel like a double whammy because it's like life is doing it. And then it's like, but everything is high.
Yes.
It's not fair. So for those who may not be familiar with you, can you introduce yourself? This is Nick of Erotic Boudoir. So I have a question because I know you sell the nasty things. You sell the sex toys, but you also funny as fuck on Instagram because you the reel that you did, I must have sent this one to like 30 people where you were like sitting on the toilet. That's some relatable shit. Yes. Because, you know, we talk safe sex and everybody should practice what their form of safe sex is. But sometimes shit happens. And sometimes there's no condom. And sometimes the club gets shot up. And sometimes you're sitting on the toilet trying to push them out.
You shoot all up. Shoot them up, bang, bang. And get all shot up.
Sometimes that happens, you know? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it happens. So, funny as fuck. But I send it to mad people like, this shit is funny.
Well, so, thank you. I try to... This is my second TikTok page. My first TikTok page got taken down because of some other funny, nasty shit that I did. So of course they took it down, but this is my second page and I'm trying to get it back up. So I'm like recycling a lot of older videos that I did before. And I try to find the most absurd sound effects and relate it to something sexual in nature. And truth be told, that particular sound effect is a hot marble dropped in a jar of mayonnaise.
What?
Yes.
Who needs to record that?
Yes.
Who needs to record that?
Wow. I'm an ASMR junkie, so I'm always looking at like the most unusual things being smashed or created or cut or like how they have chunks of sand being cut and, you know, but so not, you know, I'm that person.
We here. Because you know what my ASMR things that I like to de-stress and relax with? I have three of them. One, soap cutting. Don't question me.
Yes.
I also like the paint videos where they mix the paint to make like different colors. I love that. Yeah. And I do love the sand or something carving videos. Mm-hmm. Even though I do have tripod phobia, which makes my skin crawl, like repeated patterns. But I can still watch them cut that soap up into the tiniest little squares and shave it. I love that shit. Love it.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. I'm also a pimple popper, blackhead watcher.
That's what you lose me. I can't do that.
Listen, it gets so good to me sometimes, my mouth starts to water. It's crazy. It's so crazy, but I love. I'm the girlfriend that's like, turn around, let me see your back, so I can pop those pimples. Let me get that blackhead.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm the girlfriend. Like, you should go get a facial. I can't do it.
I'll pay for it.
Yeah, I can't. Oh my God. That used to be my mom. I used to hate being a teenager because everybody always like, you have good skin, which I do. I'm grateful for the skin I have, but I do get blackheads. So it's rare that I get a pimple, right? But I get blackheads. Mm-hmm. So I get facials and I hate it. They hurt when she's doing all the extractions. But when I was a teenager, my mom would be like, come here, lay here. And she would just be like pushing them out. And I'd be like, I hate it. It's probably trauma around that is why I don't like that. Thanks, Mom.
Probably. Yeah.
It probably is that trauma. Okay. So now I got to ask you, we're going to get to the naughty stuff. How did you become a dildo dealer?
I'm so glad you asked. Well, first, my name is Nick. My name is Nicole. I go by Nick. I prefer Nick. Back in the day, I used to go by Nikki, but that was a little bit too childish. And I'm so much more masculine and tomboyish now. So Nick is my preferred. I'm your favorite dildo dealer, purveyor of all pleasures. I host different types of events in Philadelphia, kink related. Certainly adult in nature. I host other events as well. I manage an event space in Philadelphia. I do BTS photography for a videography group, Not Jax Productions. I'm a support provider for special needs adults. Like, I do a lot.
You do it all. Things. Come on, Renaissance woman.
I try. I certainly try. I believe you. But Erotic Boudoir was started by my mom.
And no way.
Yes.
I love that.
My mom is with all the shits, okay? All the shits. And it was ongoing. She started it because she wanted to find something easy, quote unquote, easy to do at home. You know, website, do from home, the drop shipping. You don't have to pretty much, you know, do a whole lot. And after a year of her being in business, she wasn't getting the type of sales and revenue that she was anticipating. She asked me to join, and here we are. She has since left the company now because she's up in age and retirement and things like that. And she's never wanted to be in front of cameras and things like that, which is why a lot of people only saw my face a lot of the time. There's a couple interviews that's floating on Beyonce's internet with her and I together. But, you know, again, she is more in retirement age. She wanted to just be real chill at home. So she's like, listen, I'm going to leave the company. It's all yours. And I'm done.
That is so amazing. I love that. That was a curve that I did not see coming. but I love that. Out here creating generational wealth and building businesses with your mother, and for it to be a sex-based, pleasure-based business is kind of amazing, right? Like, that's a rarity. I'm sure not many folks can say that. I'm sure someone else, there might be some out there, but not many folks can say that. Usually, like, my mom left me a dry cleaner, and you're like, nope, not my mama. So, okay. Yeah. How long have you been doing this now?
Erotic Boudoir now has been in business. It'll be 8 years in July.
8 years, that's dope.
Yeah.
We're going to get to it. What's your favorite sex toy? Because you get a lot. I'm going to say, what's your favorite before I ask this?
I have favorites for different reasons.
Okay, list. Let's go.
So, the original magic wand.
It's just an OG.
OG, gotta have one. And I'm talking the corded version.
Me too.
Okay. Not rechargeable cord. That thing is strong.
It's so funny because I have three of them, right? The rechargeable one, this one, and the original. But that OG one, ain't I like it?
It's everything. Now, that one is a favorite of mine. Because it has the cord and because it's so strong, and that particular one I keep in my truck. I was listening to myself say that just now. I keep that one in my truck because I don't have to take off my clothes to feel it because
it's so strong. I've told this story. The first time I used the OG one, I thought I was going to have a brain aneurysm because it was like all the blood left everywhere in my body and was going to my clit. Uh-huh. And I was like, whoa. So I do. Like, you can use it over your underwear. You don't need to put directly on your genitalia because you may die. No.
if you die, you die. Okay. But yes, that one is my favorite because it's so strong that stays in the car. Then I do love clitoral suction toys, but true suction, not pulse air per se. So like the Rose is pulsing air. Yes. It's not necessarily sucking on your skin, but the Womanizer and the Satisfier actually suck on your clit. So I love those two for the suction, for clitoral stimulation. And for penetration, I love my Snail Vibe. Aww. The Snail Vibe will give you a blended orgasm because it provides clitoral stimulation and vibration, as well as internal vibration inside your vagina. But the thing about the Snail Vibe is, like a rabbit vibrator that has, you know, the stimulation at the top, when you take the vibrator out of you, the vibration from the ears, it stops, or whatever the animal might be on the vibrator.
The bunny, the rabbit, yeah.
The dolphin, the rhino, you know? All types of fucking animals and shit, right? Right. The Snail Vibe, it keeps constant contact with your clitoris as it's going in and out. So that thing, like when I used it, that was
Jeff's kiss. I'm gonna try that because I'm not personally a fan of sex toys that penetrate. I'm all about the suction, the vibrators. Honestly, because I haven't found a good insertion one that I really vibe with. So I wrote that one down.
Now if I write it down.
And that's the thing too. It's like dildos. Like now, I did have a moment where I had this suction cup dildo that I liked in the shower. Mm-hmm. You put it on the wall or put it on the tub edge. That one was cool. But then after a while, I was like, yeah, it ran its course. It was like porn for me. Like I go in in cycles with it. And then I just never use it. But I'm all about the suction, the vibrators. I'm personally not a big fan of the Rose. I see why people come from the Rose. I get it. I get why people like it. But for me, like the opening is so tiny and I just want more stimulation and I want more, like you're so stuck with having to hold it and it's just not a fave of mine.
I mean, if you want to just hold it there, you can. Toys, what I try to tell people is never let the packaging of a toy limit how you use the toy, right? So I've used my Rose on dicks, plenty of dick. Well, I shouldn't say plenty like that, but you know.
Ain't no judgment here. Ain't no judgment. So, okay.
But I've used my Rose on dicks before.
Now,
like,
would you put it on area, the head? Balls. I never thought about putting the Rose on a dick. I've done the magic wand on the balls. I've never thought about the Rose. Now, I've used the Rose on my nipples. I liked it there.
Some lube, because the entire surface of that Rose is vibrating and doing all of the things. A little bit of lube on the gooch area. Take it up and down the shaft. Circle the ball. Circle the head. All of those things. You know, float it down towards the asshole just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
My bad. It's wet. It's wet. It slipped.
It slipped. My bad.
Consent is sexy, y'all. I'm fucking with you, but I'm not.
Yeah, I'm like, it just never even occurred to me to put it on the penis. Mm-hmm. And I've done it with other sex toys, but I just never thought about the Rose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta play. Put it on the frenulum. If you have an erect penis in front of you and you put the rose just on the frenulum while you take your other hand with some lube on it and just rub on the front part of the head while the rose is applying pressure to that frenulum.
She's giving y'all the seeds.
You'll thank me later. Trust me.
She's giving y'all the seeds. Listen. Mm-hmm. You just mentioned lube. Lube get a bad rap, okay? I don't know why. Lube is your friend. It don't mean your pussy can't get wet. Sometimes that thing dry up. If you do a marathon, you might need to re-wet that motherfucker. Lube mm-hmm. is okay. Lube is good for your hands if you're touching other places. I'm glad you said that.
Lube is amazing. For all of the girlies that can't really have orgasms with penetration, if you use some lube, you might actually have one.
Oh.
So regardless of how wet your pussy gets, you might actually have one if you use some lube.
Now, you know what else I like right now? Dysphoria Wellness CBD Intimacy Oil, baby. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, Patreon gang already know. I done told them, listen, y'all better buy that. That thing right there. So, yeah, lube is...
And it smells good.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get the lubes. All the lubes. So for people who are like, okay, I don't know. Can you give them a quick synopsis of the difference between like water-based, silicone-based?
Yeah. Okay. So water-based lube is excellent for any sort of barriers that you're going to present, right? So water-based lube is good with latex condoms, any sort of condoms, all toys. It's compatible with latex toys. I'm sorry, silicone toys, glass toys, metal toys, wood toys. It's compatible with all those things, right? And water-based lube lubricates you in a way that it will protect you from having any sort of tears, any sort of micro tears, anally or vaginally or whatever, right? Silicone-based lube is something you never, ever, 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 ever want to use with silicone toys. If you use silicone-based lube with silicone toys, what happens is it creates this friction on your toys and it breaks down and disintegrates your toys into these tiny little pieces. And a lot of times those tiny pieces will end up staying inside of your body. So very important. Silicone on silicone ain't it. But silicone-based lube is supremely, supremely special when you're having anal sex unprotected. Okay? So no condom sex. Silicone-based is the way to go. It lasts a very, very long time. It doesn't dry up like water-based lube does. It doesn't pill up and get like those little, you know, those little roly balls.
I hate that. Yes.
So silicone is good for that. And then the hybrid lubes that have the water and silicone combined, those are good. I usually tell people just for unprotected sex and glass toys, metal toys. Again, no silicone on silicone whatsoever. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I'm like, get the lubes, use the lubes, people. They even have like the things you can like keep on your nightstand all fancy and warm the lube. Like, it's so many things. I'm sure.
But here's a cheat code. If you don't feel like spending all the money for the things that are labeled still lube dispenser and all these things, get you a regular old soap dispenser, pop a couple batteries in it. Put your lube inside the soap dispenser, put your hand under it, and you're good to go.
There you go. Cost savings. It is funny, too, because you talk about it. Like, so much stuff is multi-purpose, but when it's branded for something, how it gets marked up because it's labeled a specific thing, right? So there you go, right? You don't have to do it. But it's all these ways you can make it look more appealing if you don't want to pull out the bottle. Me, myself, personally, because I was trying to figure out a way to do the condom thing and like So I have this really little cute little jar. It matches the decor of my bedroom, but it's stuffed with different condoms in it. I just didn't want, it's easy to reach. I don't got to get up, get in a nightstand. Like, oh, it's right there on that, right there in that little pumpkin thing.
And that little piece of art that's over there. Yeah, just go over there, grab that.
It's just right there. So it looks cute. You would never know unless you pick up the lid like, oh, shit, this is stuffed with condoms.
So I have a question for you then, Boonie. Since you have this container full of condoms, when was the last time you checked the expiration date on your condoms?
What a great question. So very recently, actually, because I did go to pull a condom out when needed. And he was like, wait. I was like, what? He's like, this said it expired in December of 2023. And I was like, oh, shit. Huh. So then I went and looked and it was definite. And because of the podcast, I get people who send me I get way more condoms sent to me than I have time to use, first of all. So yeah. I looked and I was like, oh shit, these whole two things, they had expired at the end of 2023. So mm-hmm. I did just sat down and I went through my naughty. So I have a responsible nightstand and a ratchet nightstand. So I went through my ratchet nightstand and I was like, oh, let me charge up all my vibrators And then I was like, let me go through all these condoms. Let me check the lube expiration date. So I threw out, I need to actually buy some more lube because I threw out like 3 bottles of lube. I threw out at least 50 condoms because they were all expired. And then I checked the ones I still had. They were like 2027, 2026. So I was like, okay, we're good. But that was a great question because people don't do that. And I couldn't think of the last time. So I'm actually grateful that he just happened to be ripping it that way, like opening it and was like, hey, because otherwise I would have been using an expired condom.
Yeah. So be sure if you're using condoms, make sure you check the expiration date. A lot of times it's printed in very, very small print or because of how you're storing it, it may have rubbed off, but it still is imprinted on the packaging. Make sure you check that. Man, get your microscope. Be like the old heads out here. Take a picture of it with your phone and pinch that picture open so you can see that good expiration date. Check your condoms.
You know what else? That's a good one because I was so busy checking the meat, I didn't look at the condom.
Not the meat.
Like, what's up in here? Ain't no scabs. Okay. That's what I was looking. So good for him doing his due diligence there because, I just did not. So, and honestly, before this, a month ago, before that, I can't even think of the last time I had looked at, I was just like, oh, I got condoms in there. So God. Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people don't know. Yep.
I'm circling back to something because I forgot when we were talking about the sex toys. Have you tried, because I seen it on your page, the little machine with the burp, burp, dildo that's on the machine, right? I don't know what it's called.
Oh, the fucking machine? The Maestro fucking machine?
Yeah. You've used it, obviously, I'm guessing.
I've used it, but I haven't used it on myself. I gave a demo and I used it on a very willing participant.
Okay, because that's my thing. I always see it and I'm intrigued by it, but it just doesn't look as fun as it seems in theory. Does that make sense? Right? Like, it looks like it should be a really great time, but it's also very intimidating.
Yeah. It can be very intimidating because of the speed of it. And it's very unforgiving. So it's going straight. There's no curve or anything like that. So you got to know your body, know your different angles. But it also allows you to adjust the height of the apparatus. It also allows you to adjust the angle of the apparatus. So you have different ways that you can actually play with it. But once people start going fast and you have a very, very small error of movement before it's like hitting something that it wasn't supposed to be. Not that hole. That's what you're going to be saying. Not that hole. Not that hurt. But if you have lube on deck and you're doing all of the things the way you're supposed to, if it does slip, it's going to slip and maneuver just away from your body and not go into a different hole forcefully. So it takes some time to actually get used to the speed, the pressure, the controls, like all of those different things. So this is not one of those toys that you just open a box, you wash it, and you use it. No, read the instruction manual, please. Yes.
Yeah, because I'm like, that thing looks like it fucks the shit out of you, right? Because you always see the demos where it's like on the highest speed at like, oh my gosh. And it's always like a 9-inch, 10-inch dildo on it where it's like, this is the biggest penis ever.
Right.
Very
right.
Intimidating, even though intriguing, but intimidating.
I like it when you, when I used it, the young lady, she was sitting on a seat and she, well, a chair, and she had her knees up like towards her armpits. And okay. So it was like direct, just wide open access right to her vagina. And the seat that she was sitting on, it wasn't a cushion. So it wasn't like she was sinking and her angles were changing.
Like she was just stationary.
Yeah, she was flat and stationary. So it was amazing. It was a good time. Mm.
My next thing I would like to personally get is a piece of sex furniture, like Liberator or something. Like, that's really what I want. One of the big lounges with the pillows you can flip. And that's on my hit list. I see
now that I've tried. Have the saddle machine, which is like half a horse. If you guys can think of the rodeos, the bucking cows and things like that, that you see at like the bars and whatnot. It's half of that. I could go get it.
Oh, go get it.
Okay, you gonna stop recording real quick?
I'm gonna pause it.
All right, I'm gonna pause it.
Okay, we're back, and she has it, and on Patreon you can see it. Oh wow! And I love it. Even has the thing you can hold.
Yes, this thing right here, this comes off, so with the remote control.
No.
So the way I use it, because this is my own personal apparatus. I was sitting on it and I gave the remote to my guy at the time and I was sucking his dick while he was playing with the controls of the machine and he was standing in front of me.
That's some next level sexy time.
It's a good time.
That looks fun. So if somebody wanted to purchase this, how much does that cost?
This particular one, I think this one is $1,700, if I'm not mistaken. But I do have a couple different versions of it. I have a unicorn version that's about $2,000.
Okay.
And that comes with all different types of attachments. This particular one comes with the dick attachment, and then it has like a flat nubby attachment if you're not a fan of penetration. This is made for all bodies, so men can sit on it too.
Come on, inclusivity.
All right, men can sit on it too, however way you identify.
And that's not like an intimidating penis on it. Can you change that?
Yes, this is different. Let me hold it. Put it right here. You could take it off and it has different
size
attachments that you can just put on here. Mm-hmm.
That is kind of cool, actually.
It vibrates a lot. Like at the speed and the intensity that it actually vibrates, your thighs are vibrating. Your inner thigh, everything is vibrating. So like your whole lower body.
That's like
body.
A whole body orgasm.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
It's a good time. And guys, men, a lot of times with women, at least the men that I've dealt with and dated, they enjoy using this more than something handheld because it's super easy. Just hold it in your hand and you just push a button.
Well, now you've said something because somebody listening and watching on Patreon is like, oh my God, like her man is playing with her and they fucking and using this. What? How would you tell ladies listening? How can they ease their man who may be intimidated for no reason by using toys? But what's the way? Like, we can't walk in with the saddle, right? You can't bring that out. That's intimidating, right? But like, what's some ways that, I know we talked about the roles, but what's some ways that we can get the men in your life excited about trying new things and putting some toys in here to spice things up?
One, by using your rose. Like, pull your rose out, use that on him. But also, ladies, let's not be selfish. If you're going toy shopping for yourself, buy a stroker for your man too. They make strokers $20, $40, $10, BJ helpers, and things like that. You can have those things too. Start to role play. Put some blindfolds on them. Say, hey, you know, let's blind. I want to blindfold you tonight. And while you have that toy that you've already washed and it's out the packaging, so he's not.
And it's washed. And it's washed.
You know, like, what you doing? What you got over there? And then when you start to just play with his dick, play with his shaft, play with the head, all of those different things, put that stroker on his dick and see what happens. You're going to see a reaction that you've never seen before. But I tell women a lot of times, role play to get them into toys and really show them what those sensations feel like on their balls, because, or their balls and their dick, because the dick is nothing but an elongated clitoris. So
that part. Yeah. I think like men get so intimidated by it, but they don't see that these could be helpers, right? Like, it can, you can get pleasure out of it too. It's just not just for me. And it's not me saying you aren't satisfying me. It's just like, let's do something fun. That's all this is. It's not that. And so I will share, I had surgery and I was not able to have sex. And somebody I was dealing with, I got going because I'm just me and it was my fault. And he's like, don't kiss me, girl, because maybe you won't get started and you can't. And I was like, but he's like, don't. But I don't listen and I get started and then his dick gets hard. And he's like, so I'm like, all right, well, I'll give you head. So I'm giving head. But then he's like, because he's such a pleaser, he felt like it just was weird. We had never had an interaction where only he came. And so he's like, but you got to come. And I'm like, I can't have sex. And he was like, let's go get your toys. And this was new because we typically didn't do that. And I'm like, oh, And maybe the way that man made me come without penetrating me and using my toys, baby. Mm-hmm. Baby. Mm-hmm. So you never know what you can unlock there. And I appreciate the creativity.
Absolutely. Like, ladies, take the time out for the ladies that are dating men. Take the time out to give a night to your man. Pamper your man with pleasure. All of the things and the reasons, and women are so unsatisfied, and you know, he's not doing anything romantic for me. The men, they want to be romanticized too. They want to have different things, you know, happen for them too. They are human beings. They have pleasure points, and their bodies want to be touched in very sensual, intimate, very super intimate ways as well. Like, kiss him. Here's a. I'm going to give y'all a couple little yummy.
Okay? Yummy, okay.
That's my Philly. I'm going to give y'all a couple yummy, couple jumps, okay? Try kissing your man on his knee. Try kissing him on his ankles. The back of his ankles. And the inside of his arm, the very small of his arm. Take the time out to explore his body with your mouth. And it doesn't necessarily have to be your tongue. You don't necessarily have to insert anything in your mouth. It's not, because I go straight for the eating ass. I'm an ass eating aficionado.
Oh, not you, okay? Anita. Okay.
Oh, yes. Give me those buns. Put them buns right here. Okay.
I like putting my mouth on people. I like kissing. Yes. So she dropping knowledge, because most men have never been kissed outside of nipples, dick, and mouth. Yep. Maybe neck. That's it.
Take the time to explore his body with your mouth. And I guarantee you're going to get such a response. Mind blown. I'm telling you.
You are. Mm. Just like you want him to explore your body. And this can go heterosexual relationship, whatever, right? Like, get to know what your partner likes. That's all this is. So, yeah, but I can, yeah. Kiss a nigga somewhere he ain't never been kissed before.
I had this one friend who I was kissing all on his nipples, on his stomach, doing all the regular, degular stuff, right? And I went down to his feet and kissed his foot. That man almost came immediately. He said, "What the fuck was that?" I said, that was your foot. He said, "I know it was my foot, but what did you put on it?" "That was my mouth." He's like, "Oh my God, Nick, that's crazy. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again."
Like, you'd be surprised. It's the same thing when somebody hit that spot that you ain't know it was a spot yet, right? And it's like, "Oh, wait, man. Do that again." Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think some people need to explore a little bit more. And I think that's the fun thing about using toys. And even if, like you said, it's not always a device or apparatus, right? It could be a feather. It could be oil. It could be a silk ties, a restraint. It could be so many things before you pull out an apparatus.
But if you want to just pull out the apparatus, a small, long bullet can go a long way, because what I do know about men's apprehensions is a lot of the time they don't want another dick in the bedroom.
Yes, the phallic shape. So don't pull out
the dildo. Don't pull out anything that looks like a dick. Don't pull out those things. So you can have like a long bullet, or again, your rose or things like that. And you can start off with those small things there and let them explore your body with the toys, and you explore their body with the toys. Have the conversation first. Do not violate consent. And have fun. Toys are meant to be played with. They will never replace a person. Have fun with your toys.
Yes, they will never replace a person. Perfect segue. So we're going to the breakdown. I'm going to say a word. You can say the first thing that comes to mind. It could be a sound. It could be a phrase. It could be more words. Whatever.
Okay.
All right. So first one, Black women.
Queens.
Money.
Hunger.
Handcuffs.
Fun.
Lube.
Slippery.
Orgasms.
Must.
Penetration.
Anal. Yes.
I'm nodding. I've lost track on my list. Okay. Last one. Booty holes.
Love to be licked. I needed more than one word for that one.
I saw the phrase. Come on now. So here's the thing, you know, before we really wrap up, you know, anal gets just such a bad rap. And I think everything is not for every partner, right? Mm-hmm. So like for me, that's not something I enjoy doing with everyone. But when it's the right one, baby. When it's the right one.
Right.
For me, anal orgasms are far more intense than any other orgasm I have, right? Like, and I remember the first time I had one,
woo!
I thought, yeah, I was like, what the fuck just happened? Yeah, not something I do all the time, every day, every partner. Some partners I don't like it with, but when it works, it's glorious. It's actually glorious. It is glorious.
It is. The first time I had an orgasm from anal sex, I sounded like a fucking train I was in there like, whoop. He was like, kids are here. I'm like, fuck them kids. They send them kids to their friend's house. Oh my God. Yeah. I didn't know what exactly was happening. I'm like, what?
My first idea. Here's the thing. I had tried anal before. I did not like it. But with this particular person, I said, you know, let's try it again with a new person. That first time, I said, what the fuck is happening to me? Mm-hmm. I have never had an orgasm like that before at that moment. Mm-hmm. Like, up until that moment, I said, whoa, this is a new ball game. That was a new ball game. Yeah. And
those that tried it like and didn't like it, I encourage you to try again in a different position because the positions matter.
You don't always have to be bent over. Yes. You got to relax. You can't be tense, right? You got to be relaxed. You know, yes. Sometimes you might got to ride a dick in your ass, right? Like you can do all types of things.
Yep.
You just don't have to be bent over for some man. Like, yeah, you can do different positions.
You can have more control over your asshole because being bent over, you're essentially not in control of a lot of things. And for the love of God, please, 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 I beg you all, do not use any numbing agents on your ass. You have to feel your limits. You have to feel boundaries because you can really mess yourself up if you can't feel what's going on. Okay? And there are some guys that get overly excited and all they want to do is put it all the way in. And
absolutely not.
That's not the goal all the time. So please don't use any numbing agents as it relates to your ass.
That is 1000% sound advice. All right, Nick. Tell everybody where they can find Erotic Boudoir, where they can follow you on social media and plug away.
I'm Nick, your favorite dildo dealer and purveyor of all pleasures. On social media is Erotic Boudoir, ERotic_BOUDOIR. Okay. The personal page is 3 LaShawn, LaShan. And the backup page is erotic_boudoir. The websites are erotic-boudoir.com. Also, touchingbodymindandsoul.com. The link is in my bio. Everything is listed, blah, 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 blah.
Perfect. And I'll also list them in the show notes and on theboonybreakdown.com. So, Nick, this was a delight. I'm so happy I got to talk with you finally.
I'm happy too. Thank you so much for having me. This is a long time coming. This is not our last time.
Of course. I would just have to say, like, more to come, people, more to come potentially. So, yeah, thanks again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
What did I tell y'all? I told y'all it was a good one. So I want to thank our guest, Nick of Erotic Boudoir. Be sure to support. Be sure to follow. Be sure to check out some things, okay? Because she got a lot of fun things over on her page, okay? Also, be sure to support our sponsor for this week, OMG Yash. You can just head on to the show notes. Just click that link. Just click the link. That helps me. Just click the fucking link, okay? That's all you got to do. All right. I just want to thank you guys again for rocking with me for season 13. It was a blast. We'll be on hiatus. We'll be back late summer, early fallish. I know it seems like a long time, but like I said, I hope to get out some live shows in the summer in the meantime. So you still get your not daily. It won't be a daily dose, but you'll get a little dose, a sprinkle of Boonie throughout the summer. But if you want a little bit more, you can head on over to patreon.com/theboonybreakdown to support. All right. So thank you so much, guys. And if you enjoyed this episode, I encourage you to listen and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, YouTube, or any apps that you listen to your favorites on. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I appreciate all those 5-star rankings. All right. Follow us on all social media. Share the episode with those you love, those you fucking hate. I don't make these pretty images for nothing. Okay. Have a dope ass week. Stay healthy, stay safe, stay sane. Thank you for listening to us for season 13. I'll be back. But most importantly, I just want you all to remember what? That the ratchet in me always honors the ratchet in you. Homaste. Until season 14.